Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, A Little Goes a Long Way.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said, What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches. Again he said, To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus, the kingdom of God was an obsession, if obsessions can be a good thing, and for him it was. He never stopped trying to explain to his followers and to us what this kingdom was all about. I can just see and hear him struggling to find images and stories that would somehow express the nature of this phenomenon he called the kingdom of God, or God's reign, or God's household. It is essentially the presence of God in the universe. Jesus Christ himself is the kingdom of God. In today's text, Jesus uses 2 very common images, a mustard seed and yeast. What could be more inconsequential, unimportant, or insignificant? A tiny seed and a smidgen of substance. And yet, both are the beginning of something much bigger. Something great. They are the first nudge toward fulfillment, toward dreams and hopes that, fortified by faith, become reality. Imagine a tiny mustard seed. It's as big as a speck of dust, yet it only takes 1 to plant and water and nourish with good soil before it begins to grow and grow and grow and become a huge bush. In fact, in our part of the world where I live, the mustard plant is considered an invasive species. We spend a lot of energy trying to get rid of it. It has the power to take over everything else that's trying to grow all around it. While mustard isn't the most beautiful or useful plant, it has a power that is daunting, a power that tells us something about God's power in all of creation that overcomes the power of sin and death. Then there's yeast. I love to bake bread and am always intrigued by the miracle of yeast. You mix some flour and some warm milk or water and some sugar together, and you add this little bit of powder. You mix it and knead it well, and then let it rest for a while. You let it rest. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Maybe that's the secret of the kingdom of God. We work hard, and then we rest, and let God take over. Then comes the transformation. For creation waits with eager expectation.